Hello, and welcome to the Disney Dunces. Using your touch-tone keypad, please enter the first three letters of the movie title you would like to see. You've selected
The Muppets.
If this is correct, please press 1 now.
Hello and welcome to Disney Dunces, the only Disney podcast presented by self-proclaimed non-experts. I'm Dunce number one, but you can just call me Richard.
And I'm Craig Stu, and I'm Dunce number two.
And I'm the third one. Boys, in your humble opinion, would you say I'm more of a manly Muppet, or mayhaps a Muppet of a man?
I think you're a Muppet of a man.
Okay.
I don't know the difference.
Oh, he didn't watch the movie, right?
Wait, no, I watched the movie. This is one of my all-time favorite movies. This might even be better than Pee-wee's Big Adventure and live-action Pinocchio. This is a movie that makes you laugh, makes you cry, and makes you wish that you could watch it all over again right after the credits roll, which I did almost.
This would be such high praise had you ever finished Pee-wee's Big Adventure.
It's one of my favorite movies. Have
you never finished Pee-wee's Big Adventure? I thought you loved that movie.
No, he sees the breakfast machine scene and then he goes right to fucking bed.
I mean, it's a good movie. It's a good part of the movie. I know a lot about Pee-wee's Big Adventure. The Alamo. The basement of the Alamo. Large Marge. The bicycle.
All things he's heard of, but never actually witnessed.
I don't think I've ever seen that movie in its entirety either. So, but you know, but I'm not claiming that it's the greatest film of all time.
It's not even near that. It's one of the most obnoxious films you could see. I enjoy Pee-wee. I enjoy Mr. Herman, but
how similar is that movie to Joe Dirt?
What happened?
How similar is that movie to Joe Dirt? I feel like it's similar to Joe Dirt.
Similar, I would say, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I would say similar. I would put Joe Dirt in the same kind of wheelhouse. Gun to my head, if I had to watch Joe Dirt or Pee Wee.
I like Joe Dirt.
Yeah, do you? Yeah, the part where he finds the big turd is funny.
Okay.
I forgot that. Yucks me up every time. Mm.
Kid Rock is in that movie.
I'm not surprised.
Everybody's favorite guy.
He's probably in Pee-wee's Big Adventure too.
Isn't everyone mad at Kid Rock now? I saw something about sponsors.
People are always mad at Kid Rock.
Yeah, I was going to say.
He's Kid Rock. Look at him. He's a piece of crap.
The best person.
I
don't know why people are surprised that, like he said something bad.
Is that what happened? He said something bad.
I don't know.
Bad.
I'm just saying. Or did something bad.
It's Kid Rock. Who cares? How is he relevant? What has Kid Rock done other than upset people in the past two decades?
Yeah.
I found the headline that I was referring to. Seltzer brand speaks out after Kid Rock promotes it amid Bud Light boycott.
Oh.
Yeah, what is going on with Bud Light? Why are people boycotting it?
They said they're okay with the gays, and the people said, how dare you?
Is that what it was?
I've drunk your product for this long and now you are okay with the gays? How dare you?
Is that really what? Because I heard something about like they're trying to get rid of the frat boy culture that's around.
Yeah,
Bud
by
Light.
Saying the gays are okay. Hey, the gays, let's go. You guys can live. And they're like, I disagree with that. I'm not drinking your product anymore.
Is that really the controversy?
Yeah, I believe they moved to something else. I want to say it was Bush Light. And then Bush put out a statement saying, we're also good with the gays. we like the gays too. So
yeah, we want everybody to drink our beer. We don't.
Yeah, it's so stupid. It's so fucking dumb. I don't understand. Let people exist. I don't. Why are you so
butthurt
about this?
We live in such a crazy world, man.
Okay, I found more about it. I think.
Okay.
Was it a trans influencer that was on Bud Light cans, it looks like, maybe?
I'll believe that.
And then what happened is Kid Rock took cans of Bud Light and shot them.
Yeah, so. That sounds like Kid Rock. That's a very Kid Rock thing, yeah.
My God.
Yeah. I at least that's my understanding of the controversy.
No, that sounds right.
There's so much wrong with everything.
Yeah.
I saw Kid Rock the other day. He was
Joe Dirt?
No, I was watching King of the Hill.
Kid Rock is in King of the Hill, yeah. The Spring Break episode.
No, not the Spring Break episode. It's the one with the hot dog eating contest. Kid Rock.
I'm thinking of the Simpsons Spring Break episode.
You probably are. I have been watching King of the Hill probably the entire series once every week for the past year. It's my go to sleep show, and okay, that
makes a little more sense.
And it's on show, constantly.
Though. Yeah, it is. It is. It's pretty fantastic.
Yeah, like bull. So my sleeping habits is I have to have something going, and I want a series that's long enough that I can watch it on Hulu, because Hulu is the only service that lets your video keep playing and you don't have to say, like, yes, I'm still watching, or that it'll automatically turn your show off. So I've just been watching King of the Hill because it has 13 seasons and I don't have to, like, switch it off that page until, like, after a week. So that's my life. I might need a new show soon, but King of the Hill is doing its job for now. So if anyone has any Hulu recommendations that are very long, that maybe I have to change every 2 weeks instead of every one, let me know.
Where does The Office live now? Probably not there.
Oh, God. It's probably on Peacock.
I think it is on Peacock.
That's a long one you can just kind of put on.
Like, do you know how Peacock works?
I was
going
to say One Piece, but One Piece is not a show you could just put on. Unless you've already watched it. You got to pay attention to that one.
Because it'll make no sense when...
He'll be like, wait, when did they get here? Who's this guy?
So the stretchy man was fighting a big woman, and now there's a cat guy? What? And the man's holding swords in his mouth? What? And also he's Jesus, maybe? Huh?
Is that how the show goes?
Huh? Yeah.
Did you know Craig has a $1,000 One Piece card?
Yeah, of course he does.
I do.
I don't even know who's on it, but I don't think it's a booby lady.
Unfortunately, then why would you want it?
Yeah, why would you pay $1,000 for not a booby card?
I didn't pay for it. I got it. I pulled it.
What's it a card of?
Well, I paid for the pack.
What's it a card of? What's on the card?
Porcus de Ace.
What?
All right.
Ace. All
right. Ace?
Ace.
Ace, like, where is he on the scale?
Scale of what?
Booby okay, lady? Straight.
Zero it's being a hetero, 10 being homosexual.
I don't know. They didn't really go into that on that character.
Are you going to put him like maybe at a 5?
No, I just don't know.
It's okay. We're done. The joke was that he's ace. That was the joke.
I don't get it.
Of course, you don't get it. It's fine. Anyway,
The Muppets are back, baby!
No, not that. Before we get into that, I do have to. There's some housekeeping that needs to be done. You boys are in trouble. Both of you boys. This should have been talked about before, but I decided to hold my tongue. But then I realized the people need a voice.
Yes.
Now, there might have been an episode out there where maybe Richard pulled up a drawing one of her fans made.
Uh-huh.
And said, oh, look!
One of our amazing
fans. It's a picture of Abu!
Uh-huh.
So, which me and Craig got real quiet all of a sudden. Uh-huh. And we left it open-ended. Maybe that's a picture of Abu and Richard's not a horrible person. Or uh-huh. Maybe it's just a picture of a brown child.
Uh-huh.
Guys, you'll never guess what it was.
Uh-huh.
Richard, it was a person.
Oh, yeah. We didn't talk about that last week.
We did not talk about that last week, and I remembered about that. I'm like, oh, I got to bring this to the table because the people have to know, Richard.
Can I share? So if you could please,
your formal apology would be nice.
Can I share his artwork on Twitter?
That's not up to me.
Okay. Number one fan.
Ask him live right now.
Number one fan, please let me know if I'm allowed to share the any of your drawings. Specifically, what I would like to show is your Happy New Year drawing. I would like to post it to Twitter just so more people have context and that they can decide for themselves. Is it you or is it everyone's favorite sidekick from Aladdin, Abu?
Iago's so, my favorite sidekick.
He confirmed it wasn't. I don't know why we have to have other people decide.
It's not an opinion. We're not going to take a the fucking poll of who it is. We're going to listen to the artist who goes, oh, no, that's a picture. That's me.
In which he
you
also...
You can tell by the lack of... Well, you can tell just because drew, he also... He drew an Abu and he showed you what Abu looks like.
Yeah, he also drew a picture of himself with Abu on his shoulder. And they both looked very angry with me. And it's said, right. You trying to make a monkey out of me?
It's so
really,
good.
It's a really good picture. It's one of my favorites.
Yeah.
Okay, So, Richard, just please, just say sorry. Bottom of your heart.
I apologize for confusing you and my favorite Disney character.
Pinocchio?
Yeah, Pinocchio. What happened?
Do I need to clarify more?
I mean, a little bit, yeah. Just say your favorite character is. I think that's important.
Abu from Disney's Aladdin.
All right, now, Craig, it is your turn. This is all stuff that happened off podcast. But I don't know if you guys remember, we have a second number one fan, goes through every YouTube video and comments on every one of them, has just things to say all the time. And they reached out to on our Instagram to speak to Craig himself. This is her words, favorite dunce. She gets all excited, she works up the nerve to talk to you, and what do you do, bud?
I talked to her back. What are you talking about?
LOL, yeah, okay.
That what was did like Craig say?
What are you talking about? I had a couple said, like, responses.
Two things to her.
It was in the I morning. Heard from her. I was she going was... to work.
She was in tears, Craig.
What are you talking about?
You were
about?
Her favorite, Craig. Word? She sent you like Am three I pages of text and you now? Go, LOL, okay.
Can I be the favorite now?
It's not up to me. All I can tell you is who's not the favorite.
Okay.
That's all I know. That's all the information I have. For shame, Craig. For shame. Don't stop looking at your phone. Look at the microphone. Say
yeah,
you're
I didn't
sorry.
Say that at all. I have. There's a full sentence in there. What are you talking about?
There's a full sentence in there.
She comments on every YouTube video. And you offer her a full sentence.
I got one sentence. I would say, okay, well, no, that's like a long sentence. No, that's two sentences and an emote. I got an emote and a one sentence and then a phrase.
Richard, he hurts someone's feelings. And what does he do? He justifies it.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to hurt anybody's feelings.
Our number one fans, and you guys, come on.
I don't know. I didn't do anything personally.
We just said what you did.
At least I'm not a racist. That's today.
There you go. At the end of the day, you can say you can hold your head up higher than Richard's.
Well, I'm not either. I can
Speaking
confirm
of which,
it.
I still need the address information for our friend with the drawings.
Stop pestering him in good time. If he's comfortable,
I want
to
send him a t-shirt.
I know you do, and he knows that. He's our number one fan. Everything that's said on this podcast, he etches into his skin.
He can email it to us too if he wants to. Email the address information and sizes.
Don't etch it into your skin.
That's all I need to know. And perhaps a first name, because I think his name is he usually gives us his name.
You don't need that much of a name. You could just have I send things to Richard without a name all the time.
I'm pretty sure I sent you something from the Pokemon Center for Dr. Robot Dick.
Yeah, you don't need names.
It still comes up, by the way, if I order something on
Good.
Pokemon Center.
Good, appreciate that forever.
I got great. Squishimals the other day. Squishmallows? I got
Squishmallows.
Pikachu one.
I saw you. Cute. Did you get the Pikachu and the Gengar?
I just got the Pikachu. I only wanted the Pikachu. And now I want the Togepi one.
There's Sonic ones, too.
Ugh. Why would you want that?
Why would I want
which
that?
Which ones?
Sonic, Knuckles.
Which ones?
Tails and Shadow.
I don't want to squeeze any of those.
Sorry, yeah. there's no Rouge the Bat. Yeah.
Why bother? Yeah. hers is a two-pack.
Can we talk about how the Muppets are finally back?
Yeah, yes. Finally back over 10 years ago.
Over 10 years ago. What do they do with all that momentum?
I don't know.
They had another movie after this one.
Yeah, like 3 years after the fact.
What actually killed the Muppets after this movie? Was it the second movie or was it the TV show?
I thought the second movie came out after the fact, didn't it? Am I crazy?
No, it was only a few years after.
Yeah, I think the TV show
came before the second movie.
There was a TV show between them?
Yeah, the Office style sitcom.
Yeah, which I watched a good portion of that, but I have a feeling that probably that might have been what killed the Muppets. And
you watching it?
I don't know. But the Muppets are back for this movie. Let's just talk about this movie because it's my favorite movie.
The Muppets TV show was 2015, and Muppets Most Wanted was 2014.
Oh, okay, God.
Okay, right before then.
So was it the show that killed the Muppets?
Probably.
Okay. But also, this one was good.
This movie come out?
Also, Muppets Most Wanted, I didn't even see it. It was very... It's very different, I think.
This was 2011. Different. It's because they didn't have the man. Because the man, Jason Segel...
Okay, wait, this was 2011?
Yeah.
It was 2011,
The most recent thing was 3 years after the fact. That's still such a long time.
I guess. I don't know. Maybe they were just like seeing how it actually goes. And
3 years? That's not a long time between movies. What are you talking about?
For them to do nothing with the Muppets, I feel like it's a long time because specifically it's the Muppets. They can fart out a show in a fucking instant if they wanted to.
I wonder if they had like holiday specials or something in between.
They had a Lady Gaga special or something like that. I think I found that when I was looking up what they were doing.
Yeah, maybe they had something like that.
Maybe Lady Gaga killed the Muppets.
I think I have this on Blu-ray, actually. I remember liking this movie so much, I bought it.
It's a good movie.
It's really good. It's because Jason Segel, man.
He's not in it that much.
He isn't, but he wrote it, so that's why.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I heard
he
that he...
should have wrote more parts for himself.
I heard that he actually went to Disney and pitched it himself with his co-writer. And... yeah, it just seems like a labor of love, this entire movie, and it makes my heart happy, and I just want to watch it again with you guys in the same room and hold hands.
Is that what happened? He was too busy to do more Muppets? Is that what killed the Muppets?
I think so.
He probably had his one show.
Did he pull him out of the fucking grave and then just kick him back in there?
He gave him to Ricky Gervais.
Oh, God. Did that man kill the Muppets?
I think they killed the Muppets. I don't know. I never seen that movie. So,
wait—is Most Wanted? Wait, is that written by Ricky Gervais or is he just in it?
I don't know who. I think he's in it, but I don't know who wrote it.
I'm pretty sure he's in it. I was looking up a little stuff on the Wikipedia. They had like so many more guest like appearances in this movie, and they just cut them all out. Ricky Gervais was one of them.
That poor man. He wanted to get his revenge on the Muppets and made a bad movie. Bad movie.
How dare you cut him out of the first one?
Man,
this was like Nicholas Stoller is the other writer.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
he wrote both.
Oh, okay.
Jason Segel was one of the writers from the first one. So then they replaced him.
I mean, I'm sure he had other things he had to do.
Yeah, like I don't know.
Meet people's mothers.
Oh, and he had to go let people eat his face. Do you remember that?
I remember that. I don't think he let the man eat his face. I think it just happens. I don't think he had much control.
Yeah, here
over
it
that
is.
Situation.
Ready? It began in 2012 after a couple weeks of outlining. Jason Segel, co-writer and star of the previous film, declined any involvement with the eighth entry. I guess it's the eighth movie. Citing that he and it accomplished his ambition of bringing the characters to the forefront with the 2011 film.
He did do that. That's true.
Yeah.
So he just chose.
He revived the Muppets. Yeah.
He revived and then murdered the Muppets.
I don't think of it like that. I think
he revived
the Muppets.
He went to the pound and found a dog and made it real nice and healthy and fun. And then he fucking threw it back in the pound. And it was a kill shelter. And it sat there for 3 years and they took it out back.
I mean, I don't think they took it out back. Maybe they
took
like,
it out back.
Maybe they like let it play in the mud and do whatever it wanted.
They just ignored it. They let it shrivel up and die on its own accord.
That's worse.
It's so much worse. Damn you, Jason Segel.
I like him, though.
I did, until I heard what he did to the Muppets.
I don't blame him. I appreciate him for having made this movie, because it's better than what the Muppets were doing before this.
Which, I mean, he did a great job. It's like then, but you know, then he hands it off to somebody else, and somebody else, you know, could have also done a good job. So you can't really blame him completely.
He didn't hand it off to somebody else. He brought it back to the pound.
He
delivered the Muppets. You're going to do a great job. No, he just put it back where he found them.
I guess it's more like he and his co-writer adopted the Muppets. And Jason Segel. Yeah,
they gave it the best life imaginable. They pulled up a Daddy Warbucks, and then instead they returned her back to the orphanage.
I don't think that they returned her back to the orphanage. It's more like they got Jason Segel went away, and Mom has just an abusive husband or something now. It's more like that, because like he left it with his partner to do give it a good life, but the partner, man, just didn't do a very good job.
I feel like he did it knowingly. Come on. You're in a relationship with someone to the point where you're adopting a child. You know what they're about.
He should have known better.
He should have took the Muppets with him. He goes, no, this isn't my baby. They all get spots in the next episode of How I Met Your Mother, damn it.
Imagine if
one
we
in
did
every
it.
Episode for the rest of the season series. Fuck it.
Can we talk about how wild it is that the Muppets are now in every Game Awards?
Yeah, sure. I feel like I heard why that was a thing, and then I immediately let it leave my brain.
Isn't it because Jeff Keighley likes the Muppets?
It might be that. It might just because I know he was in it. We saw him in a Muppet. He was the Muppets.
Wait, what?
The Haunted Mansion.
Oh, he was in the Muppets Haunted Mansion.
Oh, God.
He was there. He sang.
I completely forgot he was.
Yeah, he might just make the Muppets. I know there was
I remember being like, why the fuck was Jeff Keighley in that fucking thing?
They're just good friends. I remember them. They introduced me to Untitled Goose Game. They announced the title for Untitled Goose Game. Wild. What a weird world we live in.
What a weird world that the Muppets have. I don't even know what you would call this. They're being shoehorned into things that they don't belong in.
What a weird world Jason Segel crafted.
Do we still blame him for what? I guess we do.
I'm gonna.
Do we blame him for Muppets Now as well?
I'm gonna.
And there's a new Muppets thing coming out in a couple
Muppets
weeks.
I'm
Have
gonna.
You seen the trailer for this?
No, of course not. What am I going to watch new Muppets for? Eesh.
Especially since it just seems to be the band, I think.
Oh, that would make sense.
Yeah, I think they're just like having a good time just going around doing things.
Oh my but god, you're right. So many people were cut from the fucking movie. What the heck?
Yeah, I was like, wow, this is
Danny Trejo was in this movie.
Yeah.
Although apparently it says that he was in the next one.
Now that I think about it,
he was in Muppets Now. Danny Trejo was in Muppets Now, cooking with the Swedish Chef. I think
it's true. I remember that.
You know, are we going to go through the movie?
I think we just did.
Yeah, like I mean, what do we want to talk about? Walter? Do you really want to talk about Walter, Craig?
I do want to talk about Walter.
And Gary? Do you want to talk about Gary?
I do want to talk about Gary.
And Mary?
Mary.
What do you want to talk about them for?
The movie.
Uh-huh. We're talking about
the movie. This is your
movie,
Rich. What are you talking about? I thought this is your favorite fucking movie. Talk about it.
We've been talking about the movie.
Not the plot.
I mean, okay. Well, to talk about the plot, we have Gary and Walter. Now, here's the thing about Gary and Walter. Gary, Jason Segel. Walter, he's not necessarily a Muppet, at least not a Muppet yet.
But it's not a Muppet. No, he's just a guy.
He's a puppet.
A little guy.
He's a little guy.
He's just a little guy.
This is something that I love about the Muppets, or I don't know if it's a part of the Muppets universe as a whole, in which no one calls the Muppet a Muppet or a puppet or anything like that. They're just acknowledged as people, right?
They're acknowledged as being them. I mean, they are the Muppets.
But no different
the,
than...
The group is the Muppets. I don't...
But an individual Muppet is no different than an actual person, correct?
A person with loads of talent, maybe, sure.
I feel like you're talking around it.
What am I talking around? I'm sorry you can't see people as people, bud. You gotta put a fucking label on everything. Jesus.
I mean, I do want to put a label on it because they're different than actual people because they're not real people.
Ow.
Craig is so busy.
What are you boycotting next, Richard? Are you going to join them? No more Bud Light for Richard?
No.
You're going to take them out back and shoot them all? What are you doing, bud? Are you going to hang your socks on the clothesline and get out your fucking, I don't know, gun term and just go to town on them?
That reminds me.
I don't think we should be comparing this to two of these situations.
What do you mean?
Because one is a very real problem. And the other one
I'm
is
sorry,
just
Richard says people aren't people, and all of a sudden it's not a real problem, Craig.
Craig, how do you view Kermit the Frog?
He's a frog.
It says it right on the tin, Richard.
I mean, more like...
Look, it's not easy being green. Cut him some slack.
Sorry. Okay, do I have to apologize? Okay, I apologize to all of the Muppets and anyone who looks like they could possibly be a Muppet. Am I digging the hole? I'm digging the hole.
Look, no matter how you identify, I'm cool with you, all right?
Yeah, so Gary and Walter, they're just guys. Craig, do you want to say anything
brothers?
Else?
What are you talking about?
I'm gonna hang out outside of this hole.
Are you saying they're not brothers, Craig?
They're brothers.
They are brothers.
Uh-huh. Okay.
You just said they're guys. No, they're brothers. Oh,
okay. Well, Walter, it seems like he's never really fit in with just society in general, I guess.
It's a little different.
Yeah, but the one thing that always brought him joy and happiness were the Muppets. And luckily, Walter's going to go visit the Muppet Studio with his brother, Jason Segel, and Mary, who I don't know her name.
Amy Adams.
Amy Adams, that's it.
Oh, I wasn't sure if he forgot Mary's name and he was going to marry her.
No, that was
a good bit.
But I don't know. The whole plot just revolves around how Walter loves the Muppets. And when he gets to the Muppet Studio, he finds out that
breaks into Kermit's office.
Yeah. Where he overhears some like oil baron man.
Tex Richmond.
Tex Richmond.
Tex Richmond,
baron.
The oil baron who's going to who bought the Muppet Studio because of the rich wealth of oil that lies underneath.
Yeah,
but luckily,
in the city of Los Angeles, he's gonna dig for oil.
Yes, but thankfully for our heroes in this story, in the Muppets contract, they have 3 days to raise them to $10 million so they can buy the contract back and stop it from being turned into an oil field.
And Walter's the only one who knows this, so he takes it upon himself to let the Muppets know and go on an adventure to reunite the Muppets and save the studio.
And how do you do that? You break into Kermit's house.
Did he?
Well, they try. Yes! They throw him over the thing, and he doesn't get really thrown over. And
my favorite fucking line of the movie is when he goes, "All right, Gary, throw me." And he goes, "Well, I think that fence is electric." And he just turns to Mary and goes, "It's Kermit the Frog." I love this stupid movie so much.
I'm glad you do too, Craig.
Oh, it's good. It's dumb. It's so fucking Craig, charming. The music is fantastic. Oh,
Craig, do you put it up there with Pee-wee's Big Adventure?
I've never really seen Pee-wee's Big Adventure, so no, I don't.
It's not up there. He puts it
below Pee-wee's Big Adventure, a film wow. he's never seen.
Craig, I'm a little upset with you right now.
I'm more upset with you right now.
You're upset with me?
I'm upset with both of you.
Craig's just looking at Pee-wee's the wiki.
Pee-wee's Big Adventure is up there for a film. And Craig can't even say Pee-wee's below this one. He just goes, no, it's not up there with Pee-wee.
Oh, wait, I meant the other one. The other way around. I meant this is Pee-wee's not up there with this. I'm sorry.
Thank you.
Craig, are you still looking at the cameos on Wikipedia?
No.
I don't know what he's doing. Not participating. That's what he's doing.
There's a sale on Big Bad Toy Store. So.
Oh, anything good? I love these episodes.
No, not really.
I got Kirby's last time.
That was on IGN.
I got a sarcophagus.
Oh, yeah.
No,
yeah,
you I'm guys sorry. Didn't get shit because they're just in my basement now.
Yeah, I'm sorry I have a medical condition.
Oh. I'm sorry I'm not paying you for the shipping.
You specifically chose not to ship it.
Well, the thing is, Casca has a Togepi plushie for me and Lynn. And then we just want Casca to put the Togepi in the sarcophagus.
And bury it in my backyard.
Yeah, so, well, not bury it in the backyard, but he'll then ship both of the items, two birds, one stone. And then we can send him a Pusheen Gamer Cat box.
I like how much more money it is to have me take the sarcophagus and ship it with the toe.
What do you mean?
You could have just had it shipped to yourself.
Yeah, it said I have to go to Jersey. You have to pay me the gas money to pick up your thing, and then you have to pay me the money. How big is this thing anyway? What is
the sarcophagus?
It's
this big.
That's huge. That's so big. That's gonna be like $20 to ship it. Not to mention I'm filling it with
like $5.
Craig, play along.
I told Costco that I would pay him $50 to ship it.
Yeah, great. He's gonna cover the shipping.
What?
The shipping and the gas money.
And the gas money, Richard.
Yeah.
That's like half the gas it's going to take to get there, bud.
You're going to get like so much out of it. You're going to get to see your friends.
You know what? It's a good thing Rich has all of those investments because he'll be able to make his money back.
Is that a joke?
I don't know what that was.
That was supposed to be a joke.
I think he wants people to rob you?
Because he's lost all of his money in his investments.
That is pretty funny.
I have a case of, what do they call it? Evolving Skies booster boxes.
Yo, that I bought heard those.
For $105 each.
What are they now?
Like $600? Somewhere between $400 and $600, I think.
What are you waiting for?
They're not $600.
That sounds like a bubble about to burst to me. I don't know.
Hold on. Craig doesn't say that it's $600. I have to prove him wrong. Okay, maybe you're right. It's over 400 at least. So we're getting there.
Was it 600 before and it dropped like a sack of bricks?
I wouldn't say a sack of bricks.
It's so weird to me that people like, because think about it like that. Because the most expensive card in that set is that Umbreon, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
The Moon Umbreon. And how much does that thing go for in English? Because Japanese is, I think, even more.
I think if it's a PSA 10, it's in the thousands, maybe.
PSA 10 doesn't mean shit though. Because
to some people, it does.
If it's already graded though at a 10, it means it's $1,000. But if the chance of you pulling it and it being a 10 are so freaking low that it doesn't make sense to purchase the boxes.
Well, here's the thing, Craig. This isn't for the card. This is for the people who have the money to buy the garbage to make them feel like they're doing something with their lives. It's never about actually pulling the card.
But that's the point, though. That's why it's so expensive, because there's an expensive card in the set, but it doesn't warrant the cost of the card is less than the cost of the box.
It's not about the card, Craig. It's about the thrill, Craig.
Yeah, the experience. Craig, when you buy a box, you're buying the emotions that come from opening the box. It's a lot like your toys.
No, his toys you don't open. It's the exact opposite of his toys.
Craig, it's like the opposite of your toys.
There we go.
You get it?
You open my toys.
Oh, shit.
Not supposed to.
I'm opening my toys. But I know what I'm going to get when I open my toys. That's the difference.
That's there. There's no thrill.
Hmm. Yeah.
Unless I think the problem is Craig is not thinking. He's thinking like the common man. Like, yes, to a normal person with a regular functioning brain, if you want the card, you buy the card.
Okay. With the okay, as long as you have a regular functioning
brain. Yeah, no, but these people don't have a normal functioning brain, Craig. They have too much money and too little thinking. They just want to feel. They have too little going on with their lives. This is what they have, and this is what they're going to do. And that's fine. If you have the money, do it.
Yeah, like I would chase that bliss. $200 to feel something. Like, Craig, once you end up dead inside, you'll understand wanting to spend $200 to open cardboard.
I'm just, like, looking at his room. I feel like he maybe already has that.
I am dead inside. What are you talking about?
Yeah, he already suffers from that affliction.
I spend that kind of money just to open plastic. It's the same thing.
Oh, okay.
He just doesn't want the gambling aspect so much.
Oh.
Yep. Okay. Yeah, I need to know what I'm going to get. I mean, look, I like to open packs too, but, you know.
You gotta go into the hobby thinking that you are a special person and that if you bet on black, it's going to land on black. Like, if
this,
you go
this is
in,
the other thing I don't like about, mm-hmm. like buying Pokemon cards, because the cards all suck. Right? Normal cards. They are boring as hell.
No, they're not.
They're very boring.
They're fun.
I find them very boring. Unless you pull like the nice full art ones. Those are cool. But that's why I'm like enjoying the One Piece cards, because every card is that's just how the art on the cards are all full art. Doesn't matter. So you get more, the picture's nicer, the card's nicer.
Craig, did you play the game?
The One Piece game?
No. The Pokemon game.
The card game or the actual game for the
game, because when you open the cards and you see the art and you can actually put that to a location in the game, it's special. It's more special.
That cloister in the water, man.
You remember that? I remember that water that you're in. Yeah.
Or like what? You see there's a Venusaur by a stream. Shit, I know that stream.
I do. Exactly.
What? Is that a Geodude in a cave? Shit, I remember that cave.
I've been in Mount Moon.
I've melted a moon?
Yeah, exactly.
Shit.
See?
Richard, this is the fucking stupidest argument I've had anyone ever bring to the fucking table when it comes to opening cardboard. You can open cardboard. It's fine. Don't do that.
It's more that I appreciate the art that's on the common and the uncommon cards that Craig is saying are garbage.
They are garbage. You want the art that's like, this guy's made out of fucking clay and we just put him in someone's garden and it's cool as shit.
Yeah, that's cool too.
Look, I do this appreciate the art in the comments too.
A child drew this one. Look how cute this fucking Slowpoke is. That's great.
I do. Like, I have a bunch of commons in my binder from, but they're like some of the older ones. But generally, they're the, like, you know, I don't know, they just have really nice art.
Mm-hmm.
They're just stock images they put on, like, a background they maybe make fuzzy or something. Whatever.
That's how the cards were originally.
A lot of it's very dull. And I get it, you need that to fill up the pack, because it makes it exciting when you get those cards. See, Craig has already said he doesn't like gambling, so of course he's going to like the cards that are always full art, because he buys them once, and it's like, oh, look, I have all the nice cards I want. I'm good. I'm satiated.
I have never seen Craig gamble. At least I don't think
so. I've seen him buy what do you call them? Remember those minifigs who used Kid Robot? No, not you don't have Kid Robot figures, do you?
Oh, mystery minis.
Yeah, mystery Funko minis. Did them too. Yeah, we did a Funko whole bunch of too. Those.
Yeah. All right, so I've seen Craig gamble.
I remember, you know, I've bought packs of cards, and remember you were with me when I bought those stupid Dragon Ball Z art pieces. Things.
Art pieces?
They're called shikishi boards. Shikishi boards. Those are really nice. I ended up selling them, but, you know, because I had nowhere to put them.
Okay.
But they're really nice. Also, like, I love Dragon Ball, but Dragon Ball's kind of like...
I like that he has a tail in that one.
I meant just Dragon Ball in general. Dragon Ball, like
the original. What does he lose the tail?
Was that Casca?
And he doesn't grow back at one point in Dragon Ball. I think
when does he lose the tail?
Maybe during the tournament. There's a time skip, and then when he gets it right, and then he doesn't have a tail anymore when he's an adult.
Yeah, when did he? Is it that he lost the tail, or is the tail just hidden?
No, it's gone.
Yeah, he loses the tail. He doesn't turn into. When does he lose the tail?
I don't remember.
Did Vegeta have a tail?
Vegeta had a tail. Yajirobe cuts off his tail.
I haven't watched all of Dragon Ball.
When does Goku lose his tail?
Yeah, this is important.
First, I was thinking, no, I'm like, when does he lose it?
Wasn't there also a time where he teaches himself not to be hurt by people grabbing his tail?
Yeah, that was a whole thing.
Yeah, but when does he lose it?
When does he lose his tail? This is going to bother the fuck out of me. Don't look it up, Craig. No, this is my burden.
What did Rich say? Does he teach people how to be hurt, not hurt?
He has to overcome the weakness that is his tail. So he overcomes tail sensitivity, I believe. Or maybe he just cuts it the fuck off. I don't remember.
If you watched all of Dragon Ball, Craig, you'd know.
Oh my God.
Z, they try to do the same shit to Vegeta, and it doesn't work on him.
Yajirobe cuts it off.
Yeah, but they try to pull it. He try to pulls it at one point. It doesn't do shit. Or to Nappa, one of the two.
Well, he's a grown man.
I don't know, one of them.
He's a grown man.
They figured, you know, it worked on Goku.
Yeah, no, I understand. Yeah, no, it doesn't work because they're grown men. And eventually they cut it off to stop them from becoming, you know, the super ape. Yeah, that's how saves all of Dragon Ball Z. If he didn't do that, our team would be dead.
Okay.
For reals.
I found the Google answer.
Period. You found what?
I found the Google answer.
Okay, it's my cross the bear, though, so please respect that.
Goku's tail was permanently removed by Kami at the end of Dragon Ball, but it was regrown by Old Kai's tail pulling technique in Dragon Ball GT to increase his power and grant Goku access to Golden Great Ape.
We don't count GT. I'm sorry. As much as I love Vegeta's little fucking mustache, we don't count GT.
What is Golden Great Ape?
I assume it's like Super Saiyan, but Great Ape.
Golden Great Ape. That's exactly what it is. Also, you know, we haven't talked about Dragon Ball. This is the first time we talked about Dragon Ball since we came back.
Yeah, it took a lot of self-discipline, I think. Almost like the time Goku self-disciplined himself to make his tail less sensitive.
Huh.
We are the Goku of podcasts.
Are we? What does that even mean?
I don't know.
We make all the other podcasts our friends.
Oh, I like that idea. Let's go find other podcasts and get like into a fight with them first.
Oh yeah, well, we actually have friends of the show, Ghouls and Ghosts, that watch Ghoulies. What's
also, the
books?
DreamWorks dummies? We hate them, but we're also
they are
now
our arch rivals. They're going to beat us into the ground one day because they have to beat us first. That's how it goes. And then we get some kind of power multiplier, which I guess in podcast terms. We switch one of you guys out for a girl, I guess, and you know we come back. Ooh, or an ethnic.
Me?
You guys? We want it to be an ethnic.
I think you're pretty close to being ethnic.
I'm not. I'm not close enough.
I think I've heard you do an ethnic voice before.
I don't remember that.
Yeah, you. It's basically like the Swedish Chef from the Muppets.
Mm-hmm.
But a little toned up. If you want to try that.
Yeah, what am I saying?
Fuck. He had a few lines in this.
He did. He had some bangers.
What I always love is when the Swedish Chef talks gibberish, but the subtitles do actual words.
I like on this movie, they would flip-flop between them.
Yes. Because like the first song, I think, where you hear Swedish Chef, I think it's Kermit's song in his house, just reminiscing.
Yes, it is.
You have the Swedish Chef doing, like, his subtitles are actual words that would actually, like, you know, be a good line in the song. But then when they do the Smells Like Teen Spirit thing, I think it's just gibberish.
It's just gibberish. I even think in that song, it's gibberish.
No, what he was saying in the in uh Smells Like Teen Spirit was right, I think. He was singing the song. I think the subtitle said that, because that...
What if the song is just gibberish?
Because the song is just gibberish.
The song is gibberish.
That's the point. An albino.
I'm a
mosquito.
Man.
I love that scene because Jack Black is just like, you are ruining one of the greatest songs of all time.
It's fun.
Jack Black's been getting around nowadays. First the Mario movie and now Muppets.
Oh, that guy's unstoppable. You guys see the Mario movie yet?
No.
I did.
Proud of you.
Craig, what you think?
Yeah, what you think? It. Yeah, you
it,
would.
It was not like the greatest, but from a story standpoint, it was rough. Non-existent. Right? It was non-existent, rather. It was just, it didn't make any sense.
It's an Illumination film.
Things just went, you know, everything just boom, 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 just went to the next part, and they're just like, okay, we got to go from here to here and here, and they just went there.
Yeah.
But it was fun. It was one of those movies where you just kind of like, I think of it almost like when I go to see Fast and the Furious, you know, I love those movies. You just kind of turn your brain off and you just go for the stupid shit that happens. You know, so, same with this. You just go for the cool references and the whatever, just the fun, the bright colors. And
name one cool reference. Spoilers for the Mario movie.
One specifically
The coolest reference you can pull out. Please.
The Rainbow Road skip.
Okay, there it is. The coolest reference. We got it.
I don't
it.
Know. That was there.
We got it.
Okay. I feel like there was something I wanted to mention here. Oh,
about
yeah.
Mario or Muppets?
So according to Craig... Craig, would you say that this is the Fast and the Furious of kids' movies?
No, I think it's just a kids' movie. Kids' movie.
Yeah, it's just a kids' movie.
Which, at the same time, I hate saying because, like, Toy Story is also a kids' movie. And
no,
has
Toy Story is not a kids' movie. I'm going to fucking stop you there, Craig. Disney and Pixar do not make kids' movies. They make family films. All right, films
there's the difference.
Meant to be watched with the family. Please,
okay, Craig.
Please.
Is the Mario movie a family film or a kids movie?
It is a kids movie.
It's a kids movie.
If that is the difference, then it is a kids movie.
Yeah.
Huh.
That's why I am looking at the Mario movie. I'm like, I'm good.
I really want to see that, but I don't want to go to a movie theater to see that.
I think you'll enjoy it.
I mean, I'll enjoy it, but
Rich,
I
you
would like
Pinocchio.
To...
I think you'll enjoy this fucking movie.
The fact that I enjoyed the live-action Pinocchio, I feel more so makes me a wild card that is unpredictable than
no,
you being
you like
able-
garbage. So you'll love this shit. You want to we'll look see. At the you want to look at the pretty colors and clap. That's why you love the first 5 minutes of Pee Wee's Big Fucking Adventure, bud. You look at the little breakfast machine, and you go. It's for you.
This is
your movie. This is your movie. The Mario movie was made for you. Embrace it. Love it. Appreciate it. Hold
Craig,
on
name
to
your.
It.
Favorite song from the Mario movie?
So mostly, I mean, it's like, it wasn't songs. It would mean like the music.
Well, there were songs. There were so many songs in it. They were just all ladies' songs that they just.
There was like four. Honestly, it was that there was really okay. people went overboard on the online. They're like, oh, it's all ladies' music and all. Like, I'm like, Holding Out for a Hero and whatever the fuck. I'm like, there was literally like four of those songs in the movie, and like
they were lucky to get an original song from.
There was a bunch of original like of Mario music throughout the whole movie.
An original song.
Oh, and it wasn't original, I guess, but it was Mario.
There was an original song, wasn't there? Am I crazy? Jack Black did
an
original.
Oh, Jack Black, yeah, Peaches,
yeah,
of course.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Like, I Peaches, heard that that was
being... No spoilers.
When we were watching this movie, and Jack Black broke into that Peaches song, one of my boys who's sitting next to me, who will remain nameless because I'm not allowed to name names.
Thank you. It's true.
Started dying of laughter. Like, legit, there was nobody laughing except for him, and he was fucking laughing like crazy, and it made
he
me
got
laugh
the joke?
And it made me laugh because it was so funny to him.
Whole
I mean, it was good. It was very Jack, you know, it was very Jack Black.
I heard that song because it's now on YouTube, and I heard that it was nominated for like a Grammy or whatever.
No. I believe it eligible, can be.
Yeah. It's eligible to be nominated for an Oscar, which is the stupidest thing. Because all this fucking journalism people, they can't fucking like come up with find actual things to report about. So they're saying, oh, here's an original song from a movie. It can be nominated for an Oscar. Can't anything just be nominated for an Oscar? Well, if it's an original song from a movie?
As long as it's an original song and movie from this year, yeah. It's,
yeah. So why is that special?
Because it's funny. It makes people laugh. It's what's hot right now. Everyone's all about the Mary movie. Everyone's loving Jack Black Bowser's dick just all the time. And now they have a chance for him to win an Oscar? Yeah, people are going to be excited about it and make jokes about it. I get it. I'm sorry, I don't know. What do you want for entertainment news, Craig?
I just think it's a silly article, that's all.
It's in the title. It's on the tin. Not every celebrity can fucking die every day, Craig. Jesus Christ. You know, you can't have a plane go down and just wipe off an entire fucking band every fucking 2 years, Craig. Let people enjoy their peaches.
I listened to that song and I said, wow, that is an awful song. And the fact that this is... Because originally I thought it was already nominated, and I was upset because I was like, wow, if this thing is able to get nominated, I would be upset and furious. If Man or Muppet was never got nominated, never won, but I think it did win.
I feel like it won, bud.
Yeah.
That song's fucking powerful.
It is probably the most memorable thing about this movie, at least for me it was. Man or Muppet. And what is Craig saying? Craig is sending us an Abu toy.
It's on sale.
He said, hey guys, look, it's our biggest fan in the Discord chat.
He did not say that.
Didn't say anything of the sort.
Wow, I want it just because of the fucking terribly drawn genie on the lamp.
If anyone wants to, please go to Big Bad Toy Store and search Aladdin Disney Traditions Abu with genie lamp figure. And you will find it.
Jim Shore.
Is Jim Shore the one who drew the genie?
He might be the artist.
Craig, can you please read?
If genie wasn't there, it would be fine. But genie is there, and he looks like frosting on a cookie that you'd find in like your local supermarket. That's the way he's drawn. He's got big cookie frosting energy, and I'm tickled pink.
Do you think that he was always on the lamp, but it just got rubbed off?
Yeah, that's canon now.
Man. Craig, can you please read the product description?
Abu, Aladdin's...
Can you read it in like a funny voice, just so the people know they're listening to a comedy podcast?
Abu, Aladdin's curious monkey friend, has gotten his hand on the magic lamp. I don't know, that's starting to get racist. I don't know. He wasn't intended. That wasn't intended. It got really like.
Say it like it started off like okay, there. And then it went.
Yeah, it's okay. A magic lamp. I didn't
like,
mean
first
to.
I was gonna stop you and say, "Oh, do it like you're the peddler from Aladdin." He tells the story of the lamp.
Craig, if Robin Williams can do it, you can too.
Abu, Aladdin's curious monkey friend, has gotten his hands on the magic lamp in this beautiful...
That's the peddler from Aladdin.
He's got his hands on the magic lamp in the beautiful Jim Shore character sculpt, enchanted by the secrets held within the lamp. Abu rubs his tiny paw upon the metal, revealing the gregarious blue genie inside.
I don't know what's weirder, the fact that... Sorry. It's just like Robin Williams said, yes, the peddler from Aladdin, he should be Bob Dylan. Or the fact that they said, yeah, let's roll with that.
I love this movie.
What are we doing again?
Huh?
What are we doing again?
We're doing the Muppets, and I think we covered pretty much everything because, you know, we know the plot. They're trying to save the studio. They have to get the gang back together. And actually, I just want to say that probably my favorite part of the movie is when they go get Fozzie at the casino motel thingy.
And with the Muppets?
Yeah, the Muppets are singing.
The Muppets in Reno?
God. Rainbow Connection adapted to the sleazy motel.
Yeah, just things they have. Everything the hotel has to offer.
Oh, so good. God.
It goes on for way too long, and it's so good.
Yeah, like, it's surprisingly, like, I went to Spotify, and I was like, oh, man, this is actually on Spotify. I can listen to this.
Better be on Spotify. It's a full-ass song.
But the weird thing is that they still label it as Rainbow Connection performed by the Muppets. So they
That's
didn't
accurate.
Want to... They didn't want to bother giving it, like, an actual, like, you know, on-brand title or
How
anything.
How is that not? That's the title, The Rainbow Connection, as performed by the Muppets.
I feel like, I don't know. I don't it's know what the name Rainbow of the hotel was. It's still The Rainbow Connection, Richard. That's true. It was even a little longer than that. Eh. It was Rainbow Connection from the Muppets, performed by the Muppets.
Perfect. Print it.
Print
Accurate.
It. But yeah, other than that, like, you know, movie plays out how you would expect. The Muppets reunite to do this great show. They take a while to get their, you know, I guess to get the groove back, if you will.
Yeah, that's accurate.
Yeah.
They've been out of business for so long.
Yeah, and they put on their show trying to raise the money. Antics happen.
You have Tex Richmond trying everything he can to stop him.
Maniacal laugh.
He puts an axe into the power and they don't know what to do. But lucky for them, Mary is a fourth grade teacher who teaches auto shop and knows exactly how to rig the electricity back.
I do like how they showed that early on in the movie. They didn't just, it wasn't random. They did show that she was teaching them how to.
A class full of children!
It could have just been a gag from the beginning of the movie, but then they brought it back. They're like, oh, no, she has that's what she does.
She has the talent. It works. It makes sense. This is not something they just threw out their ass.
And I feel like this is one of the reasons why the movie shines so much is because they don't, like, spoon feed you the jokes. Like, they showed you the car in the beginning, explained absolutely nothing for the most part, and then they just bring it back.
Oh, it's that brick joke. Perfect.
Yeah. What a good movie.
Yeah. No, it's up there for, like, one of the good ones.
Like. I'm trying to think of the other Muppet stuff that we've watched on the podcast, which I think we watched, like, the one of the old ones of Fear the New Things.
The original, right?
The original Muppets. Yeah, we saw that movie. We watched A Christmas Carol.
How do you feel this one compares? Because this is probably my favorite piece of Muppets content.
I like them more, but I like the other ones as well.
Okay.
A big part of it is the music for me, because the songs are spectacular.
In this one?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I probably like this one more.
I thought the other ones aren't spectacular.
But I like, you know what? The cameos are great in the. I mean, there obviously are cameos in this too, but yeah. I feel like they're a little bit like, I don't know.
The Jim Parsons one was fantastic.
No, the best one is Dave Grohl by far.
Dave Grohl was good.
Dave Grohl
was really good.
By far the best one.
Yeah, that was really fucking funny.
Lynn had to point that one out to me. I had no idea. She was like, is that Dave Grohl?
I'm glad that she knew.
It's a good... He was the drummer for the Muppets. He was Animu.
Animu. He didn't say anything. He was just there. He was just drummer.
Yeah, no, it's just...
He was just like, let's just have Dave Grohl be the drummer of the Muppets.
And that's exactly why this movie's so good, because they don't try to throw stuff in your face, like prodding you, like, hey, you get the joke.
They let the jokes land. They let them speak for themselves. They don't stop and then explain the joke to you. It happens. You miss it. Whatever. You didn't miss anything. You didn't get it.
The scene towards the end of the movie, I think, when a couple people come out, like, to help out, And it was, who was it? It was Selena Gomez.
Oh, Selena Gomez, and, Whoopi Goldberg, the Whoopi fucking Goldberg, kid from Modern Family.
And then there was the kid from Modern Family. Yeah, I don't know his name, but it's funny because
I don't know his name. He's the kid from Modern Family.
But that's what he even said. He goes, and who are you?
It's good.
And then he doesn't say his name. The
funniest fucking part he didn't is say that, like, as the telephone goes on, they're getting all these celebrities to come in.
John Krasinski's just answering phones.
Yeah, they just have them. They sit over the side and they answer the phone. So dumb. Such a stupid movie.
You know what the best... What was your favorite act?
From the thing itself?
Yeah.
Oh, man. The problem is, I don't think any of them are particularly great.
Yeah. The chickens had me.
I will say... the chickens.
Chickens had me bawling. I was dying.
It was, what was it called? Head bowling? Am I crazy? Head bowling had the biggest payoff of any of the acts.
Was he doing that the whole time? Is that what
he was doing that the whole time? They open up the show with Gonzo performing head bowling, where he has Jack Black tied to a chair with a bowling pin, and he's spinning a bowling ball, and his arms going round and round and round and round. And he goes, "Uh-oh, I don't know how to let go of the ball." And then the rest of the movie, every time they cut the Gonzo, his hand is still just fucking spinning.
I didn't even notice that, but that's the reason why the movie's so good.
It's good, but it does pay off, because by the end of the film, we're getting to the ending here, they stop just short. They get just short of the $10 million. They're down by a dollar, and midnight strikes. And they're so angry, they're hitting the sign, they're hitting the telethon sign that has all the money. And it turns out they weren't even close. They made it to maybe $10,000 out of the $10 million. So Tex Richmond, he's the winner. He didn't have to do anything at all. But everyone's there, they're celebrating, they love the Muppets. And Tex Richmond's like, well, I don't care, I still won. And then finally, we get to see head bowling in full force, where Gonzo finally lets go of the ball. It hits Tex Richmond. He falls to the ground and crumbles. And then later on, at the end of the movie, a newspaper thing comes up and goes, Tex Richmond has a change of heart. Has nothing to do with potential brain damage.
And this is another thing that I appreciate about this movie, is that, like, once... I guess, like, you could say that the movie ended kind of abruptly, but that's what I want. Like, you have the main event ends, boom, end of movie. There are so many other movies that, like, oh, you need, like, a 5-minute epilogue or some kind of nonsense. This didn't do that. It just covered everything with those headlines in the credits. It was perfect.
I mean, you don't know if they didn't. This is already a 2-hour movie, and they cut out so many cameos.
Oh,
I wonder
God.
How much of this actually was cut.
I didn't even... Is there a director's cut for this?
I don't, not to my knowledge, but I feel like there's probably so much more of this movie.
You're probably right. Like, I felt the movie was a good length. Like, with a lot of movies, I'm always just waiting to see when is it going to end. Didn't have that problem with this. Perfect movie.
I think it was long for what it was, but I didn't mind it.
Yeah. Oh, man. What a good movie. It's like, why can't we have weeks like this all the time?
Because you
go, hey, how about we watch Strange World or whatever the fuck out of nowhere?
Let's watch whatever crap Disney put on Disney Plus this week.
Yeah, and now that we're like an episode every 2 weeks, I feel like we have to really cut down the crap, because... You could potentially go months of just garbage now if we're not a little bit choosy. Not that they all have to be winners, but, you know?
Is it bad that I want to watch Muppets Take Manhattan next? Or wait, no, that's not a good Take one. Manhattan.
I mean, I wouldn't do it next, but we can definitely watch Muppets Take Manhattan. We should probably do something a little bit more bite to it.
I'm dumb. Is Take Manhattan the next one, or is that an older
Muppets
one.
Most Wanted.
Oh, Most Wanted?
Most Wanted, that's
yeah,
the
one.
Yeah,
you're an idiot for wanting to watch Most Wanted, for sure.
Oh, okay. Well, I guess I'll just let one of you pick the next movie, then. Craig?
I think Craig's already looking for what to watch.
Oh, what are you watching next
week? Eyes going, the screen flashing.
Yeah.
We're going to watch...
It's all you, buddy.
Well, let's watch Cadet Kelly. That's a classic.
It's a classic. That's a good one.
Does that one have any Muppets in it?
It has an X-Man in it.
Yeah, I don't know how Christy Carlson Romano identifies, but maybe.
Or maybe a Muppet. I don't know. What is the difference between a Moopit and a Muppet?
Okay, their stage name is the Moopits, bud. Oh. But they were going to become the Muppets because in their contract, they also sold the rights to their names and acts and likenesses. Because, of course they did, which you find out later in the movie when the Moopits team up with Tex Richman.
What a good fucking movie. Good night and good bless.
Crick's two and I'm leaving too.
I'm the third one, and I'm also a Muppety man. Woo! Love this movie, boys.
Jim Hawkins.
We are so out of here.
Ben.
I've lost my mind.
And.
What is that thing?
Ish. A morgue.
On November 27th.
Go, Delbert. Go, Delbert.
Brace yourself.
Three unlikely heroes are taking on the meanest cyborg in the universe.
Pirates on my ship.
Oh, Mama.
Get Mom.
Walt Disney Pictures presents Treasure Planet, rated PG.
Get ready for a hug, big guy, because I got to hug you.
Coming November 27th.